On the show today, we have Sandra McDowell, credit union executive, author, leader, entrepreneur on the program today, talking about her e-leadership academy, partnering with the World Council of Credit Unions and what it all means to credit unions out there. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Sandra McDowell, who is, your introduction is so long now, Sandra, I have to read it off a piece of paper. You work as an executive within the credit union system at First Credit Union, in Canada, and you've done lots of work with World Council, with Global Women's Leadership Network, Y Cup, the Young Leaders Program, and then a book you just published. We did an interview on that a few months ago on that, and now we're talking your e-leadership academy partnering with the World Council of Credit Unions. This is impressive stuff, Sandra. Do you sleep at night?
That's a great question, Mike. But yeah, I do have a lot of hats, but let me bring it together and say that all those hats are intertwined to really support leadership development within the credit union system. So it all makes sense to me, but I'm very fortunate to have had the opportunity to work with the World Council and within the credit union system to do what I love, which is just this, which Indeed. Is the leadership development.
And it shows as well. It shows big time. So, and you do some great work. We've known each other for a few years now, and I've seen the work that you do. You do some impressive, impressive work. So, so there's no worries there. But I want to talk about this partnership that you guys created with the World Council of Credit Unions here with your e-leadership academy. Give us a quick 411 on what it's all about. Give us a quick summary here.
Yeah, sure. No, it's a great opportunity to partner with the World Council to bring leadership development in a cost-effective and affordable way to credit unions all over the world. Mm-hmm. I started the Leadership Academy a couple of years ago, and it's been running in Canada since 2014 with CCUA and offered to credit unions coast to coast. And we've had a couple of hundred participants take part so far, leaders across the country, mm-hmm. with great success. We have 100% of participants who would recommend it to others. And it's been fantastic. It's really rewarding to me to be able to work with people in a way that I don't necessarily need to go out and meet with them, but be able to connect with them online.
That's the beauty of today's technology. You know, you can do this stuff online now, so it's really, really cool. And my dog down here is going nutty. I apologize for the noise in the background.
Well, that's okay. And so with the World Council, they've just opened up their global classroom in a way to expand their services to membership, to be able to not only meet face-to-face as they do in the conferences and the on-site, to be able to provide education and training to all of their members in a more accessible way. So this was a natural fit to come together with WalkU because we have these similar mandates to really support leadership mm-hmm. growth for credit unions.
Indeed. I want to take a step back here and talk about your e-leadership academy just for a second. You're just to kind of refresh people on what this is all about and how it works as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the e-leadership academy is a culmination of, I guess, best practices in leadership that I've brought together in curriculum and put it online in a way that's affordable and accessible. Mm-hmm. So just to even back the story up further, how did I get myself in this position? Well, I was fortunate to be a recipient of a Canadian National Young Leader Award and a Y Cup, you know, award from WalkU mm-hmm. Earlier in my career. Let's just say it was a few years ago. And with that, did a master's in leadership and a certification in executive coaching and a certificate in neuroleadership, and really felt this compelling urge to be able to share that information because it's really not that complicated. So I've taken all the best practices that I've learned, the stuff that I've learned through my career, and put it into a curriculum. So we look at things like personal leadership, emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. coaching, leading with the brain and mind, change management, and we've put it together in a way that is accessible for people to work together in a cohort base over an 8-week program.
Right on. And it's essentially an online course that you can take kind of at your leisure when you want to do it. And I just hear great things about it, great things about it. So how long have you been offering these programs to people?
Well, since 2014.
Oh, okay.
CCUA, so a couple of years now. And before that, just a lot of work either just on the computer, and now it's in a portal. So the way it works is there's a cohort base. So there's cohorts that happen in the fall and in the spring. So mm-hmm. the next cohorts that WalkU will be offering for e-lead, which is 8 weeks, and e-coach will be in the fall. So members can go there and get more information and sign up for the programs. But the real magic is that it's a cohort-based group. So it's self-paced in that it's set out for 8 weeks, but you can do it at your own pace.
Right.
It only requires about 4 hours of commitment per week, and you go along with a group that you're able to learn from in terms of discussion forums and
conversations. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it's like going to college, basically,
yeah.
Only you don't have to make it to class on time.
Absolutely.
Not running across campus with your backpack and books flying out everywhere. So this is stuff you can do on your own. I want to talk about the partnership here for a second as well. It's like, how does the partnership work? Does it open up this course to like a global audience now rather than just kind of a North American audience? Or how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. So with WalkU offering, it's now global, which is so exciting for me. And it's a great opportunity for WalkU to be able to provide a tested and true turnkey solution for leadership development. So it's a really good partnership. But for me, it's super exciting to be able to do this work. I've had the opportunity, as we talked about, to do that work with Global Women's Leadership Network and the Y Cup program and other groups around the world. So this is just a real venue to be able to do that.
Right on. And who is it best suited for? Who's this program best suited for? Who's your audience?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's actually been, I've had everything from frontline supervisors through to CEOs take part in the program. Absolutely. And some of the best examples that we've had is when the CEOs taken part, including their executive team and whole management team. In some cases, we've had that done as at one group in one cohort. And in other cases, they've spaced them out over time. And what that does is it allows for, the group to come together and to be able to learn the similar language, concepts, to be able to bring those back into the credit union so that everybody knows what they're talking about.
Yep.
As a credit union, it's very difficult to create this kind of curriculum in-house and to be able to deliver it, especially smaller credit unions. So the way that it's designed so that you can register in the fall or the spring, you can put one or many through the program, which makes it very accessible.
Yep. Yeah, I like the fact that you can have, like you said, a group going through it, and then they can go through the course, but they can also discuss, after each module, I guess, or each section, and they can kind of brainstorm and things like that. I love the whole kind of group mentality, the whole group brainstorming aspect of it. So that's pretty kind of a unique thing when you're talking these online courses as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a couple of credit unions where they've had an executive sponsor that's done just that. So the group that's taken part, they've completed the whole 8 weeks, but then within their credit union, they're having further discussions about the curriculum and content to be able to bring that information into their branches.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So how will it benefit credit unions and ultimately members? How does it ultimately trickle down to the member? I think I can imagine how it'll benefit the credit union because of the advanced knowledge, information that you have in leadership programs and stuff. But how does it trickle down to the members?
Yeah, that's a great question. Credit unions, easy because it's a turnkey solution for credit unions and they don't have to come up with the stuff. They can focus on what they do best, which is serve the financial well-being of members. But that is the benefit to the member because with credit unions being and their frontline and the whole organization being able to focus on what they do best, then they can serve the members. But really, leadership development is a critical issue for the credit union system. We hear this all the time when we conferences and, as we talk nationally and internationally, are the competition, the relevancy of the credit union system is important. And how do we achieve that? We achieve that through leadership. Mm-hmm. So it's a critical issue for our own sustainability and relevance to build leadership bench strength. And these programs offer that turnkey solution. So then, of course, that extends to the member because we are here, we're relevant, and we're sustainable.
Yep, indeed, indeed. And so what are the goals? What are your goals for this partnership? Obviously, world domination would be awesome, but let's talk reality here. What are your goals here?
Yeah, we've had some great conversations with WalkU. Paul at WalkU has been a fantastic supporter to be able to come together and say, what can we do? So our goals are really just with that. This partnership is to be able to bring this kind of training to credit unions all over the world and make it accessible and make it affordable. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the goal, is to make it so that it is accessible and affordable. The conferences are amazing, as you know, but they're not accessible and affordable for all.
Yep.
So this way we can bring this kind of learning and the integrated learning and the shared, conversations through discussion forums to people in a more of a real-time way.
Indeed. Yeah, again, it's the beauty of technology that allows people to do this stuff, and the accessibility and the affordability, like you said, is second to none. So to wrap up here, Sandra, where can folks find out more about your eLeadership Academy programs, because I'm kind of eager to check them out as well.
Excellent. I'd love to have you take part.
Yay.
So the WalkU website right now, you can go to the WalkU website and under their learning section, you'll find information about eCoach and eLead. Both programs are being offered this fall. And again, they'll be offered in the spring. And to find out more information, it's, like I mentioned, cohort based, 8 weeks, about 4 hours per week. And it involves everything from discussion forums, webinars, shared learning, and all of that good stuff. But one of the real benefits is with both programs, participants walk away with an action plan. Mm-hmm. So either a coaching action plan or a leadership action plan that they can take back to their credit union or organization mm-hmm. to be able to continue with the learning. So go to WalkU website. You can find more information at e-leadershipacademy.com. That has more information.
Okay.
And that's how I do it. You sign up through WalkU, and you can email them as well, and they can
okay.
send you information.
Right on.
Yeah, and one more thing, we will
sure.
be hosting some informational webinars, and those dates will be on the WalkU website too.
Okay.
We should have an informational webinar coming up soon.
Oh, yay. Well, we'll put that stuff in the show notes too, so people can click on it and get right to it and get access and to the webinars and the courses and the whole nine yards. So thank you so much. Oh my gosh,
awesome.
I'm excited for you, Sandra. This is well-deserved as well. Congrats.
Great. Thank you so much, Mike. And thanks for the work you do to be able to bring all this stuff out to everybody and share all the good news stories. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. My pleasure. This is my pleasure. So good stuff. Good stuff.